Houston, station on 2, looking for a go, step 3 of 1.407.
And Jack, ZVIU8, vaping is complete. You are go in step 3.1.
Great news. Thanks, sir. Houston, station, your node 1, tip report has been returned to nominal contact.
Copy. Thank you for the status.
Houston, station on 2 for vestibule leak check. Looking to verify with you in step 5, decimal 1, that you're complete with bolt loading.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Yes, CBM bolt loading is complete. You are go in step 5.1.
Copy, go in step 5.1, and good morning to you and everybody in Houston. Houston, station on 2 for step 5.5 of leak check. Ready to perform ISA back mass jumper hose leak check.
Houston copies.
Station Huntsville, station on 2 for Jack and help with the MLC.
Houston, station 2 for step 5.9. We have a scope meter pressure probe reading of negative 0.6.
And Houston copies, negative 0.6.
Station Huntsville, station on 2 for Jack and laptop help.
Houston, station on 2 for 5.11. D4 is negative 0.3.
And we copy negative 0.3.
And Huntsville, this is Chris on 2. I can pass a message to Jack if helpful.
Hey, Chris, sorry to interrupt. We just need the MLC checked on and power cycled at Lab Starboard 2, if anyone can help.
That MLC Lab Starboard 2 checked on and power cycled. Yeah, if I have another couple-minute break during the pressurization, I will knock that out. Thanks, Chris.
Chris, thank you, and no rush.
And, Chris, that is a good leak check. You are go to proceed into step 6.
Go to proceed in step 6. Houston, station on a 2, step 7.1, scope meter pressure probe, 3.21.0 at 0556.
And Houston copies 3.21.0.
Houston, station on 2 for step 7.2, 3.19.8 when the node 1 deck MTEV was closed.
And Houston copies a P6 reading of 3.19.8. Thanks, Chris.
Just to go back, not a P6 quite yet. There was just another notify in step 7.2 of 3.19.8. I'll get you a P6 in 10 minutes.
You know, I was thinking that was an awful quick 10 minutes that went by. Thanks for clarifying.
Right. Well, time flows differently here due to general relativity, but not that different.
Good catch.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for MLC.
Chris, go ahead.
Good morning. So when I found MLC, it had good power and good blinking lights on the Ethernet, but the screen was black and, tapping like the shift key didn't wake the screen up or anything. I gave it a hard power cycle, and, now it seems a little bit unhappy. It seems to be stuck in some sort of a boot power cycle where every few seconds the power light will turn on, the keyboard backlight will turn on. The light in caps lock and num lock will illuminate briefly, and then it will power off, and then without any action, it will power back on again in about 4 or 5 seconds, and it's just kind of looping on that, so it seems a little unhappy, unfortunately.
And Chris, copy all. Does sound pretty unhappy. We're checking for any quick fixes, but if not, we'll look into it a little bit more. Give us 2 seconds, and we'll give you a call back.
Copy all. Thanks.
Station on Phil, space round 2 for Chris and MLC.
Go ahead for Chris and MLC.
Hey, Chris, we're thinking if you could pull the battery in a power chain and then form a power cycle, let us know if that helps, and if it doesn't, we will have to look into further troubleshooting steps.
I'll give that a shot in a few minutes. Thanks.
Copy. Thanks.
Houston, station 2, P6 reading of 3.18.0.
And Houston copies P6 reading of 3.18.0.
So, Chris, on to you for MLC.
Chris, any joy?
Unfortunately not. I powered down the power chain and disconnected it, popped the battery out, and held the power button down for a good 30 seconds or so, and then I reinstalled the battery and reconnected the power chain, and still the same behavior. It sort of, the hack light comes on, and then after a few seconds, the lock and caps lock lights illuminate for one brief pulse, and then it powers down again, and then kind of goes into this loop of rebooting.
Okay, we copy all. We are going to get our specialist in to take a look at it. If you could close the lid on that, and we'll try to get it back up. We're trying to get it back up by 1100 so ZBot can get their commanding in. So we might need to call you guys again, but we will try to figure it out from here.
Okay, sounds good. Before closing the lid, do you want me to power it off so that it gets out of this reboot loop?
Yeah, that sounds good to us.
Copy. I will do that and leave with the lid closed. And, yeah, if you need us to do a quick shell swap or anything like that, just let us know.
Copy that.
Houston, station on 2 for 7.13.
We are ready for that final pressure reading.
P7 is 317.2 at 0626 GMT.
All right, we copy 317.2. That is a good leak check.
Very good leak check. Continuing in step 8.
Good plan.
Houston, Chris on 2. I am complete in step 9.8 at 2.833. Vestibule pressurization and leak check is completed.
Great news. And Chris, while I've got you, I've got two pieces of information I'd like to pass along. First, for your next activity with Jack, your go to start early. That's procedure 1.111, Cygnus Vestibule Part 1 activity. And there are three checks that we've already put in place for you. So since we've got this long LOS coming up, I'm going to go ahead and give you a go for everything through step 9.
Copy that. Jack and I are going to start 1.111 early. There are three checks in there, but you've given us a go through step 6.9. And just to be totally sure, I haven't looked at it yet. Is that inclusive of 6.9 or stop before 6.9?
So 6.9 is a call down for you to contact us. And so I guess whenever we get comm back, you can give us a call and we'll give you that go to jump into step 7.
Copy all. Yeah, kind of hard to give a call down when we're LOS. So copy all, and we will get started on that when we can. Thank you.
Awesome. One more thing. Public call 5 is now configured for VHF, so you have VHF available to you until 0655 during this LOS, and then we'll have another pass starting at 810. You can see that in Optimus or on the daily summary. Just wanted to let you know that we have put that configuration in place, so if you try to use ICOM right now, it's going to come down VHF.
Oh, perfect. That sounds great. And copy all. Yeah, I heard a little more static pop-up on public call 5 just recently. So, yeah, we'll use that if we need it. Thank you.
You got it.
Houston Station on 2 for PCS relocate.
Go ahead on 2.
Just checking if you're good with me starting this PCS relocate a little bit early.
Checking. And no problems with you starting early with the PCS relocate.
All right, copy. That's at work.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris or Jack and Cygnus Hatch.
Chris and Jack on 2.
Hey, Chris. We're watching you and Jack here trying to get this hatch open and want to let you know that we've seen in the past that the Cygnus hatches can be a little challenging to open, so a little extra leverage may be needed to overcome the stiction. Just started.
Copy that. When you say extra leverage, any suggested techniques?
Yes, actually, if you stand with your feet on one corner of the hatch and then push against the handrail as you're pushing down on it.
Copy. We'll try to squat the hatch open.
Good read back. That's good form, Chris.
Put the hatch mechanism all the way to hard stop on the left side, but it's not quite aligned with that arrow. Do you think something's going on with that?
And, Jack, as long as you're at the hard stop, we see no issue. Here, we recommend teamwork making the dream work.
And that is still no joy on the hatch there with both of us trying to, you know, do a full squat on it. So, yeah, we're open for any other suggestions you might have. But, I mean, it feels like an uncomfortable amount of force that we're putting onto that.
Checking. Hey, Chris, can you verify, have you tried cycling the hatch mechanism?
We have not tried cycling it, like close and reopen type of thing.
Affirm.
We'll give that a shot. Houston, station on 2, so... Yeah, there's no joy. I mean, we are noticing that the indicator's not going all the way to the arrow, and we think that's because the little kickers, like, you know, even with a lot of force into that hatch handle, we're not able to get the kickers to pop up either on the hatch opening. I mean, clearly, it's still kind of sealed.
Okay, Chris, we copy. Still having trouble getting that stiction overcome. We have a couple of other options for you. First, we would like you to try both you and Jack pushing on multiple corners and try pushing from all of the corners. And if that doesn't work, in step 1.4 of the procedure you're in now, procedure 1.112, there is an if block. If unable to open the Cygnus hatch, perform a blind gland removal. The idea here is that the seals on the hatch have a vacuum now in between them, and we need to break that vacuum. That's what's keeping it shut.
Okay, yeah, so we will try again doing a two-person squatting on different corners, and then if that fails, we have a go in that if statement to 1.608.
Good readback. Note, you said that...
Okay, yeah, copy. Yeah, I mean, we've been putting a pretty uncomfortably large amount of force into this thing and really don't want to break anything, including ourselves. So we'll go to 1.608.
Sounds good.
Houston Station on 2, please. Yes.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, it is back online at No 3.
Copy, we see it from the ground. Thank you.
Welcome.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jack and Hatch. Jack, we got another option.
Go ahead, okay.
We would like you to try putting the PPRV knob back in override and trying the hatch again. So put it in override, leave it in override, and then try the hatch again.
Yeah, PPRV knob has been in the override position the whole time. We heard a slight hiss when we first opened it. We cycled it back to normal and back to override, but all the times that we've been pushing on it, has in fact been an override.
Copy all, thanks. All right, Jack, well, in that case, I think we are ready to try the blind gland removal for stuck hatch, but that all the items you need are in the show note at the top of the procedure. Correction, they are in, the items you need are in your 1.608.
Okay, we're going to work in 1.608 now. Thanks for that tip. It's for blind gland, not location.
Checking.
We see two that could be the nuts. One is, yeah, there's two. So station forward starboard and station port aft. Should we remove one or both?
Great question. Let's start with one, if that works for us.
Okay, we'll start with one.
Until station, Sophia and 2. Okay, go ahead on 2. Just prepared the gem camera for the next NFAC procedure that we have, and let us know if you'd like to view. Come in, thank you. We'll take a look. I just missed your answer. Give me a second. I said copy, and we'll take a look. We'll get it routed now.
Station, we got a satisfying hiss when we open the station forward, starboard, blind gland nut, and then the hatch came open super easy.
All right, Houston copies. That is wonderful news, and congratulations. You are the first crew to do this blind gland removal for a stuck hatch.
Yeah, that was super easy. Like, maybe even next time, this is step 1 instead of the, you know, squatting on the hatch.
Yes, you can skip your ARID for today. I'm kidding. Surgeon is behind me saying no.
Only if you tell Bruce.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Photos.
And Station Sophie and 2 for Photos.
Hey, Sophie, we see you there with the camera getting ready to take photos. In your next activity, it says to take photos of the banner that's hanging up in Cygnus. We can see it on the camera right now. I wanted to also ask, on the back of that banner, there's another photo that we would like for you to take a special photo of. And if you'd like more details on that, I've sent you an email for more information. Bye.
Okay, right. I'll go check the email, and but first we'll do a picture with the whole crew, and I'll do the front banner, and then I'll check my emails and do the back.
At your convenience, just we wanted those done before the banner is stowed away. Thank you.
Great. We'll do it.
Houston Station, there are no off-nominal smells upon ingressing Cygnus. We're moving on to step 2.
Copy that you're moving to step 2. Can you confirm whether or not you reinstalled the blind land?
Yeah, we put a little brake code on it because it was a little stiff, and it has been reinstalled.
Copy, thank you.
Station on field, Space Ground 2, first Sophie field of view.
Sim Station, U.S. and Russian air sampling are complete. Cygnus, step 2.8.
Copy, step 2.8. Thanks. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and Cygnus.
Head on 2-Huff.
Jessica, whenever we were troubleshooting the stuck hatch, howdy, thanks for waving. We asked Jack to put the PPRV-1 valve on the bulkhead back into override. And then I don't think we went back to it, but in step 1.4 of the procedure they're working right now, it has them put that PPRV-1 into normal. So check to make sure that that is the status right now. We're in normal.
Okay, I'll double check that right now.
And it looks like we see Jack looking at it right now.
Confirm, we're back in normal.
Copy, thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for all crew and PPE.
PPE, Huff.
Just wanted to let you know that PPE requirement for anybody in Cygnus or Node 1 for 80 minutes after we start IMV, and we have not started IMV yet.
Okay, we copy.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for Step 4.3.
Go ahead.
Looking for your go in 4.3 to unstow the IMV duct.
Yes, you are go to unstow the IMV duct.
Copy, go 4.3. Houston Station on 2, 6.1, Cygnus ingress is complete.
Wonderful news. Thank you for the update. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for all crew. Good news, we have started our IMV timer of 80 minutes. You may dock your PPE at 11:14 GMT.
Copy, dock at 11:14.
Houston, Station on 2, for the Cygnus IMV deck, there is a little bit of FOD on the end of it. We took some photos of it. Do you want me to do anything special with that or just clean it up in traffic?
Checking. All right, if we've got some photos, then we're happy for you to just clean it up and trash it.
Copy all, thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jessica or Sophie and double cold bag unpack.
Head on 2.
Hey guys, we are down KU for the next about 15 minutes, but you guys are good to get started on that double cold bag unpack, and we'll catch you on the other side.
We copy. We're just finishing with the ingress photos, and then we'll get to the cold bags.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And so Station on 2.
And Station on 2. Sophie, go ahead.
It's Jessica, and 1056 is unpacked. We're moving on to step 3, and we'll give you the temp cell locations at the end of the bag.
Copy, Jessica. Sounds good. Thank you. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jessica or Sophie and field of view.
We'll move the camera now so it's facing Melfi 2-1.
You read our minds. Thank you.
So Station on 2, 1035 complete.
Copy, 1035 complete. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and colloidal solid cell transfer at your convenience.
This is with N2.
Hey Echoes 1 Delta for this activity. Our mistake, we have you going deep into Cygnus a little bit too early for one of these bags. So for now, we're going to have you retrieve Victor Missile Bag Serial Number 5, which is in step 13.07 of your cargo op, and hold off on step 47.03 for Experiment Cell Bag Serial Number 4. So do half of it now, and we'll work out a plan with ISO to get you that other one.
Okay, yep, copy all. I'll do that first one now, and then hopefully I can grab the other one in some gray space later after we've got some more on stowage then. Thank you.
Sounds good, thanks.
Civil Station 1040 is complete.
Copy, 1040 is complete.
Civil Station on 2, 1041 is complete.
And copy, 1041.
And Civil Station on 2.
Go ahead, Jessica.
1055 is complete as well, so I think we're finished up with the stowage. However, there's nothing in the stow note about the big pieces of foam, like styrofoam, that were around the double cold bag. I'm assuming those are just trash, and do you guys have a temp stow location or anything else desired for those?
Checking on the foam, and while we're doing that, go back for double cold bag serial number 1041. Were you guys able to get the data logger into MLP1 Doer 4? That's step 5.4.
Are you asking if we missed it? Because we did. I'm pretty sure we got all the data loggers. I handed those to Sophie at the same time as the BioCell.
Okay, copy. We just wanted some verification. We missed that on the ground. So I guess we wanted some warm fuzzies or cold fuzzies if you are in the MLP. Okay, and we'll check on the foam stowage and get back to you.
Okay, copy.
And Jessica Huntsville on 2, you can trash that foam in the CTB you guys created in step 3 of your Cygnus Unpack message.
Step 3 in Cygnus Unpack. Huntsville, we're pretty confident that we did get that logger in the correct location, but we're happy to open it back up and double check if you'd like us to.
And Jessica, we'll take you up on that verification.
Okay, so then just can you fact check us how many total data loggers? Because I think we had one per bag. So were there 5 data loggers that should be in that location now?
Affirm, and specifically double check in there in section 1-2.
I'm pretty sure that they are, but we will double check for Delta 1-2 and make sure there are 5 data loggers.
Chris, 2 for stow track 13.07.
Go ahead on 2.
Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry, I wasn't sure what this is for Huntsville or for Houston, but 13.07 of stow track says I'm supposed to put the experiment cells bag into the image processing unit bag in Columbus starboard end cone overhead forward. That bag, there's no way you can get bag into that bag. I just wanted to double check, but you would just want me to put them next to each other or clip them to each other? I just wasn't sure what configuration was expected here.
And Chris Huntsville with you on 2. So you have the experiment cell bag, and inside that experiment cell bag is an inner cell bag, both of them serial number 5. You can take out the inner cell bag, put that in iceberg, and then the experiment cell bag will be trashed in your current hardware JSP.
Okay, copy. So I'll take out, okay, so nothing is going in Columbus starboard and cone overhead forward then?
Affirm, and if it helps, there's a stow note linked to your colloidal solid cell transfer activity that has those specific locations.
Okay, copy. Yeah, sorry, I was just looking at the stow track.
Oh, apologies, we have you going back and forth.
At Huntsville Station on 2, we can confirm 5 data loggers in 4 Delta 1-2, as well as the bag stem cell experiment H2P2.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. That crosses everything off the list.
No worries. And one question, for these big pieces of foam, I know that they produce a lot of FOD. We're pretty sure that's what we saw, like that were kind of around the end of the IMV duct, just from straps being tightened around them. But in order for these to fit in a big bag, we're going to have to probably break them down. But I think that would actually create a lot of FOD. So let us know if you have a suggestion for that.
Okay, we'll get back to you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for colloidal solid transfer.
with you on too, Chris.
Yeah, just triple checking. So my understanding is that I'm supposed to crash this experiment cell powder bag and then everything, like the ice packs inside it as well.
Checking. So station on two for cold bag locations. Go ahead, Jessica.
We have double cold bag 1056 drying on JPM deck 5, and the two bags of ice bricks are also drying at that same location. And then double cold bag 1055 is drying at deck 2.
All right, copy 1056 and two bags of ice bricks at JPM deck 5, and then 1055 at deck 2. Thank you.
And then wondering, I guess maybe I have to, this is for Munich as well, since we are finished with this activity early, I'm wondering if I can get an early start on the TCU activity.
And Jessica, this is Munich. You would be go for the first activity, and for the next one, we'll get back to you.
Okay, copy. I will step in the first activity shortly.
And Jessica, just a heads up for you, we will join you in Columbus on VCA-1 then, if you concur.
Concur, VCA-1.
And Chris Huntsville, safety round 2.
Chris on 2.
Yes, your understanding is correct. You're trashing that whole outer experiment cell bag with the ice packs in it, everything except for the inner bag, which you already put in iceberg 2.
Copy that. Thank you.
Isabel Station, Sophia 2 for foam threshing.
Sophie, go ahead.
So in order to trash those foam pieces, one 4.0 CDB is already full, so we need at least two more 4.0 CDBs to have them trashed. Unless you have another solution, we don't really want to put them apart because they will generate some flood.
Okay, we copy all. We will work it down here on the ground, see what we can do for you guys. ISO is talking it with their team.
Okay, but just so that we know, we are temp-filling them in the lab, and one 4.0 CDB is already full. I mean, of course, we can put some more foam inside, but in terms of volume, we can fit a 4.0 CTV, only four of them. Four of the house.
Copy all. Good data. Thank you.
Station on 2, LSG work volume deployed.
Copy that, Chris. And that was a fun view of it sliding out in the gym cam for us.
Yeah, that must have been a nice, cool view of it coming right out into the camera. I like it.
As you may have seen, because of that, we did move the cold bag and the ice bricks that were on deck 5. So now everything that I reported previously is all together on deck 2.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jessica.
Since station Sophie and Tim for timelines.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
So the activity with the double cold bag is complete, and I was suggesting to go and start the Cygnus transfer cargo ups, or unless you have something more and more of the priorities for me to do for about 30, 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. So if you were happy with that plan, then we have no other pressing need for you right now if you want to jump into your cargo ops.
I'll go to do the cargo ops.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for timelines, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Huff. I've got my midday meal now, but since we have PD restrictions in Node 1, that'd be a little bit tricky. So I was wondering if I could do, I'm guessing you guys might want KU coverage for the polar transfers, but I figured I'd ask if I could get an early start on that.
Okay.
That might be a Huntsville question, I guess. The other option would be to ask if I could just knock out the RWS teardown.
That's a great idea, Chris. We'd prefer you do the RWS teardown. And note you only have about 17 minutes left on the PPE constraint.
Yeah, copy that. Hopefully that should be just enough time to get the RWS torn down. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Houston Station on to one other question for you. Maybe I missed it in the earlier snow notes, but I only saw that the Node 1 DBM cover was a Node 1 test still. I was wondering if there was a final location for that, and I could just get that to where it needs to go for long term.
And Chris, on Friday we've got an activity to repair that cover, and then we'll be sewing it.
Okay, copy all. So we should put it somewhere where it can live till Friday in Node 1?
Okay, firm. We'd appreciate that.
Copy that. Thank you.
Munich Station on 2 for Lux and Space.
With you and 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Just double-checking, some of these have the temperature data logger capped on tape to the side, and that is not to be removed. Station on 2. Munich Station on 4.
Jessica, go ahead.
Yeah, that activity is complete, but I just want to report a discrepancy between the LEDs between TCU 1 and 2. Maybe this is normal. The door LEDs are not on, so that looks good. Both of them have the green power LED, but TCU 1 also has the TS yellow LED lit, and TCU 2 does not.
And thanks for that feedback. We're checking. In terms of your next activity, so we're discussing here on ground because we would need KU band to command and disable the smoke detector, which would make you prime for smoke detection. And there's a LOS upcoming, so we might leave you as prime in that LOS. So if you prefer, you can do that. Otherwise, another option is to pull forward your midday meal and then continue after that with the installation.
Either one's okay, but I don't mind being prime. So if you guys are good with pressing and just completing them, I'd be happy to do that.
We're good as long as you're good, so that means we're pressing on. We would still need to be back in KU to disable that smoke detector.
Okay, so yeah, I see that we have a KU coming up in maybe 5 minutes or so maybe you do it during that, and then we'll lose it again, and then we'll pick it up again just after 12.
And there are a couple of steps before we disable the smoke detector, so you could get started, and we need to wait for KU, and then we continue and have you prime during the LOS as discussed and put it on after the LOS.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll get started in the first step.
And you go until step 5.1.
Go through step 5.1.
Right back.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and PPE timer.
Oh, good news.
Great news. Your Node 1 and Cygnus PPE timer has expired. 80 minutes have elapsed. You are go to dock your PPA. PPE.
Copy. Good to dock. Thank you. I'll let everybody know.
Next station on 2 for Columbus Cables Laptop 3.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Columbus payload laptop 3 is actually over between the forward 1 and 2 locations, and it says to mate the LAN cables. Do you know where that is coming from? I don't see one that's obviously right here.
It's coiled up on the top right of BioLab. It's the A2 location.
Coiled up in the A2. Okay, I'll look for it there.
Jessica, just to be clear, it's on BioLab, so forward 3, but then on BioLab, the A2 location.
Okay, in the BioLab rack and A2 location. I think I might see it. That would be the Ethernet cable that's coming out of the top of the BioLab rack.
That's the one.
Okay, Toppy, I guess I'll have to relocate the Columbus laptop then, because that won't reach its current location.
Copy. Just let us know where you put it in the end. And Jessica, Munich, was you on 2 while you're installing the laptop? Just a heads up. We can offer you to already disable the smoke detector. You would be prime then for smoke detection and would need to stay in front of BioLab until we enable it again. But that would allow you to press on with the whole procedure as you see fit.
Hey, that works for me.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and SSCs.
Head on 2 for Chris.
Hey, correction, these are for PCSs. When you were doing the RWS teardown, we noticed that we lost the lab and Kubla PCSs. We're wondering if you could please check the cabling for those and give them a reboot for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The cabling should be intact because I didn't actually change anything. I can double check, but I'm not surprised you lost the connection because I had to depower them for it. But I can give them a reconnect.
That'd be great. Thank you. And Chris, we see both PCSs reconnected. Thank you. Copy your thumbs up.
Munich station on 2.
Thanks, Jessica.
Just to clarify that last, do I have a go beyond 5.1 at this point, or am I still stopping at 5.1 if I don't have comms?
Now you go, as we have disabled the smoke detector, so you go for the rest of the procedures and activities.
Okay, excellent. Copy that. Thank you.
Station on 2 for stow track 47.02.
Go ahead.
At 47 as part of a other stowage task, and step 47.02 has me put 4 bags in a 0.5 CTB 4134. This CTB is way over full. I was able to get the items in there, but the zippers would not fully close by about, you know, two inches or so. I don't think anything is going to come out of the bag, but I just wanted to double check that we're not planning on putting anything else in that bag, and maybe we can think about unpacking some items from it at some point in the future.
Checking. Hey, Chris. Bobby, we are happy with how you've got it stuffable right now, and we'll start looking into whether or not we can remove items from there. Thank you.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any rush on it. I just wanted to make sure we weren't.
Copy. Appreciate the note.
Houston, station 2, straight track 47.04.
Go ahead. And Chris, we're with you on Space to Ground 2, going through some ready comms right now.
Yeah, Chris, on 2, not sure if you copied the last.
Negative, we didn't hear.
Next station on 2 for Lux.
Good on 2, Jessica.
I think there's some typos in step 7, so I just wanted to make sure that we are all on the same page. It says to repeat step 6 for Lux. Serial number 4 in the procedure, but I believe it's serial number 2, which was the one called out in the stow note in the previous activity. So I have only serial number 2 remaining, and then it says position rotor alpha EC4, but of course on the left side we're on rotor bravo, so I just wanted to double check that should be EC4 on rotor bravo.
Checking.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and stowage.
Hey, Chris is here on 2. I've got a couple issues in step 47.
All right, I'm ready to copy.
47.04 is telling me to put a Lux in Space bubble bag, which is about like a 6x8-inch rigid cube, into 0.55103, which is in Columbus Deck 2 rack front. But that 0.5 CTB is 100% full with the big box, so there's no possible way that will fit in there. And then the second one is that 47.07 is having me go back to this 0.54134 in JLT and put another bubble bag in it, and I don't think that will feasibly fit in there. I can cram it in, but it'll be very much not zip shut.
Hey, we copy all. Give us just a second.
And Jessica, Munich, back with you on...
And Munich station on 2.
Yeah, Munich here. So we have...
Yeah, I am back with you and... I see that there are some mistakes in this procedure that talk about 3 instead of 2, so I think that basically I'm just skipping step 7. But, yeah, let me know which position for serial number 2. I currently have serial number 1 in rotor alpha EC1 for step 6, and then I have serial number 2 remaining.
Can you repeat the EC2 location you cut off?
I have serial number 2. I believe it should be rotor bravo EC1, and step 7 is just an error. It shouldn't be there.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Chris is with you on 2.
All right, Chris, we got 5 seconds to a long LOS.
Station on 2 for Lux.
Munich, was you on 2, Jessica? Go ahead.
So we cut off of there, but basically I think step 7 is just an error in the procedure and it should not be there because there's no box serial number 4. So basically I have serial number 2 for step 8 in its correct location, rotor Bravo EC1.
And we copy, and there is a EC number 4, and you find it in storage node in line 1. Not part of the cold bag, so because it's a dummy mass.
Okay, copy, I see. So that's in 5103. I will get that out. And just so you know, that 5103 is very full now that I put those trays in there.
Copy.
Station, use it on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Stowage.
Is with you on you.
Hey, Chris, apologies if I'm interrupting your midday meal. Sorry for setting you up for a nice long LOS there. But I've got two answers for you for your questions earlier. For 47.04, you're going to keep working that problem, and we'll get back to you later today with a solution. And for 47.07, we realize you're not going to be able to stuff that bubble bag into the half CTB, so we're happy with the bubble bag going straight into that Alpha 2 location.
Okay, I do worry it might get lost in that Alpha 2 location. I could try to just shove it in the bubble into that half CTB. I mean, I won't be able to zipper it like nearly at all fully closed, but it'll probably be contained and less likely to get lost, if that's okay. But, yeah, I mean, that half CTB is like bursting at the seams.
We're going to defer to your judgment here. Whenever you stow it, just let us know what you choose, and we'll be happy with it.
Okay, yeah, I'll just try to cram it in that CTB, just with the knowledge that CTB will not be fully closed, but I think that will not have a high likelihood of anything falling out of it. And then, just so we don't lose track of stuff, I will temp stow the item in 4704. I'll leave it in the 1.0 that it's in, which is only has that in it, and I'll leave it on the by the starboard MWA.
Y'all, thanks for letting us know that status.
Station Munich on 2 for Jessica in storage.
Munich station on 2.
Munich with you on 2, Jessica. We have a...
I was able to find serial number 4.
Go ahead. Did you find the item?
The item just took some coordination with Chris because he was unpacking that bag and I didn't know where it was, but we found it. So, unfortunately, though, I had already closed the door because I thought that I was done with those two. So do I have a go to just repeat those opening door steps?
You have a go. Glad you found it.
Hey, copy the go. Thanks. Next station on 2 for Lux.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Okay, all 3 are installed now. So per 9.5, I'm ready for you to re-enable smoke detection.
Then work, and while I have you, could you just give us a status of the TCU LEDs, whether they still show the same signature as earlier?
The thing, they look the same now. I see only the green power LED on both 1 and 2.
Copy that. So no further action for you. Continue the procedure.
No worries, you're welcome. Hey, copy, I'll finish out step 10.
Spill, station on 2 for polar transfer.
Go ahead for polar transfer.
Yeah, I'm looking to get the appropriate high-torque locker tool that's called out for cold stowage, but in that JPM 1F6 Mic 1 location, there are 2 high-torque locker tools. One's a thinner diameter one and one's a thicker diameter one, but neither of them are in bubble wrap, and I was wondering which one of those I should get, or if it matters.
And Chris, you want the thinner one for that.
Copy that, thinner diameter one.
And Chris, is there a label on that thin high torque locker tool? And if so, can you tell us what it says?
Negative, no label. The other one has a little bit of a barcode on it, but this thinner one has no labeling whatsoever.
Okay, copy, thanks for checking. Go with the thin one.
Station on 2 for polar transfer, 2.1.
With you on 2.1.
Hey, for 2.1, I assume there's no vent closeout panels, but the vents are covered with cap-down tape. Assume I should remove the cap-down tape?
Affirm, remove the cats on tape and discard.
Good work.
Send station on 2 for follow-up.
Go ahead on 2.
I just wanted to check in with you. Maybe you guys have already figured this out with Munich, but Chris was talking to you earlier about one final CTP 5007, and he had one item remaining in it that was supposed to go in a half CTP 5103 in Columbus. That was actually the item that I was using for the activity that I was doing at the same time in Columbus. So 1007 is now empty. The item that he was supposed to stow actually just went into BioLab. So Munich knows that 5103 is full at this time, but it's no impact to those previous questions that Chris was asking.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the information. We are tracking all of that. Really appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks.
Cell station, Jackson 2 for H2P hardware gather.
We are with you on 2.
Fixture D that I'm supposed to get out of hardware stowage, is it, like, it's physically attached to the microscope? Is that what it means? Am I removed from the microscope stage?
We're checking on that.
Okay, thanks.
Huntsville station on 2 for polar. I am complete through step 4.13. Power off time is 12:49.
Okay, copy that. And Chris, while I have you, we worked with Houston. Your PNC coming up, surgeon was available to move that to the right, so we're going to move that to a start time of 14:50 to give you a little more time for these transfers.
Thanks. Yeah, things are going quite behind today. Appreciate that. 14:50.
Station on South Fisher on 2 for Jack and Huntsville.
Station Huntsville, Fisher on 2 for Chris. You are go in 5.1.
Copy, go in step 5.1. Thank you.
Station on South Fisher on 2 for Jack and Fisher Delta.
Go for Jack on 2 and Fisher Delta.
Okay, Jack, that Fisher Delta, your suspicions are correct. We believe that it is attached to the stage that's in the microscope. And then big picture, we are moving that entire foam box with the microscope to the JLP so we don't have to keep accessing the PMM.
The same apply to the 2.0 CTB I'm getting from PMM 143.
Negative. The 2.0 CTB is going to stay. In the PMM overhead one rack bay, there's a foam box that has the microscope in it. Our idea is for that foam box with the microscope to move to the JLP so we don't have to go back and forth to the PMM. If you want to leave it in the PMM because that's a better stowage location, that works for us. Specifically for today, the other items you're relocating from that box are going to be the glove bag and fixture Delta.
Okay, I copy all that. And so is this JLP stowage spot for the phone box, is that long-term or is that just for today?
We're thinking long-term. We're going to at least keep these up going for a couple weeks, so that's why we wanted to keep it a little bit more easier active.
Okay, all that makes sense. Thanks very much.
No problem. And then a couple other things for you for your awareness that you're doing the gather. Your stowage note for the actual op today, there's going to be a few crew deployed items. So while you're doing the gather for the bigger items, if you want to grab those smaller ones, may save you some time as we get to the op. And then we are going to be on space to ground 3 today.
We will be on 3. Thanks very much.
No problem. And then we will be able to start these OMPs after we see the Polar 2 install complete that Chris is doing. We have a little bit of a spatial between the two activities.
Okay, that makes sense. And, I'll still be on the stowage for a little bit, so we'll see where we're at.
No rush at all.
So, Chris on 2, Captain Plug installed at 5.8.
Copy that, Chris. We'll meet you in the gym. Station Huntsville, station on 2 for Chris and Merlin.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris and Merlin.
Hey, Chris, we're thinking it'll help us out if you don't mind. If we hold off on our polar photos, we can go ahead and move you into your Merlin transfer so we can get our commanding done before the short KU LOS so we can let you work through that LOS.
Yeah, copy that. Let me finish getting the polar installed, and then I will hold off on the photos and head straight to Merlin. Thank you.
Wonderful. And we're seeing a polar power on time of 1301. Is that what you got as well?
My iPad says 1300, but I think that's close enough.
Close enough for government work.
So, station, can I go ahead and grab the sample out of the Melfi, or is there like a strict time limit between when it's out of Melfi, when it's got to get back in that we got to pay attention to?
Zach, we're getting you that answer. And Jack Hustle's back with you and want to talk big picture.
Hot sale, Jack, that's my favorite kind of picture. What do you got?
Okay, so big picture, we don't want these things out of Melfi for more than an hour. We do have the upcoming, and so if you're ready to start, we're ready to start, no issue there. However, if we look at the timeline, we do have some KU gaps coming up here. So this is going to be one where I'm talking you through it because you're going to be gloved up in LSG. If we hit that LOS, we're going to have you manage your air cert by yourself, and I won't be able to talk you through that. So looking for you and your timeline, if you want to start this now or how you want to manage your timeline with that LOS there.
I don't think I'm going to be in a position to get started before the LOS. The JLP is still occupado, so I'll soon as we get a couple things out of there. So I think I will need to start somewhere in, you know, the 20 minutes from now region, which is probably after the LOS.
Okay, Jack, yeah, we understand that it's a little bit full in the gem area, too, so we might need to do it later. Our other thought is if you wanted to go knock your A-RED out, we could pick this up after your A-RED, and then you won't lose your A-RED session today.
So, station, I think I'm just going to keep pressing here and see how far we get. I think starting the A-RED now will just run into, we'll squeeze us right into the polar at 15:15. My T2's already done, so I might be able to do some A-RED later on. So I think just pressing and seeing where we're at in a few minutes here with LSG is probably the right answer.
Okay, that works for us. If you just want to check back in with us when we come on the other side of that LOS or whenever it's convenient for you, and we'll get this started. Thanks for your flexibility today.
So, thank you. Huntsville Station on 2 for Merlin pre-stowage.
Go ahead,
Chris. Hey, in order to clear out the Columbus aft on Juliet 1 spot, I was supposed to take 2 CTBs in the stow notes and put them in JTM 1 aft 5 Juliet 1. That location is a locker, and I don't think a 1.0 plus a 0.5 actually fits in the locker. It really seems to not be fitting here.
And Chris, we copy. We're getting locations for those CTBs. And Chris, for now, that 1.0 CTB is going to stay there, so if you want to push that one in, close the locker, we'll get you locations for the items in the half CTB.
Okay. I am not entirely sure this 1.0 will actually fit because it has, like, the ZBOT gas cylinders in it, which may be, well, let me see if I can reorient it, but those may be too big to fit in here. Let me see.
Okay, copy. And we're 10 seconds from an SNLS if you want to move over to 3.
That's still station on 2. That 1.0 did actually fit, so I'll just temp stow the 0.5 for now and keep pressing.
And Chris, I actually have a stow location for the contents of that 0.5 if you'd like it.
Okay.
So the only thing we're tracking in there is the cell inner bag. That can go in 1.0 CTB 5068. It's in the Columbus starboard in cone overhead aft location.
Okay, copy. It looks like this has a cell inner bag and then also an outer, I guess, blue bag that says cell experiment cell bag and just some empty bubble wrap. So assume the other stuff is all trash. And that will go 1.05068 Columbus starboard end cone overhead aft.
Copy, Chris. Good words. And I have a Merlin big picture for you if you're ready.
I'm ready for that.
Sorry for all the go-backs. We're working around some RADICOM that may or may not happen. So big picture for you, you can work up to step 4.3 of your Merlin transfer activity. And if we do have COM, have you keep going. If we do not have COM, we'll have you wait till we get it back because we have some commanding to do.
Copy that. I'll go up to 4.3. If we have good COM, we'll press. Otherwise, I'll finish off all the polar stuff, and we can continue once we get COM back. Thank you.
Huntsville Station Jackson 2 for hardware gather stowage note, line 11.
Cooper with you on 2 for line 11.
There is nothing in JLP 41 Alpha 1.
Copy. So you don't even, so you can't, there's no CTV there, nothing?
It's the key.
Let us try to find another location.
Timely.
Houston on 2 for a big picture comm update.
Houston, we're listening.
Jack, just giving you an update. The weather at Guam has not been great, so Teachers 275 is having some issues. Heads up, your Optimus timeline for KU and S-band might be a little off. We'll try to keep you guys updated to the best of our ability.
And to the best of your ability is pretty awesome, right? So that's the expectation?
Paper.
Look, it's good to hear your voice.
Right back at you. Excited to work with you guys today.
Station on Phil's Picture Ground 2 for Jack and alternate those location.
Phil, so I'm with you.
Okay, let's try JLP, Aft 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, in 2.0 CTV 5083, looking for you to grab one ziplock, which should have 20 gloves or 10 pairs.
I think I heard JLP, Aft 1, Bravo 1, CTV 5083 for a bag of 10 pair or 20 individual gloves.
Bravo 1, Charlie 1, yep, 5083.
Send the airlock system to for a stowage question.
We're with you on team.
So on line 19.04 of stow track, I have to put the lower arms in the CTV 1343 inside the M02 bag, EMU arms bags, etc. And the CTV is full, so I was only able to put the lower arms serial number 576. So I would like an alternate location for the other one.
We'll work on a location for you.
Thank you. Actually, just to be more precise, I was able to fit 576 and 578, and now this is for row 19.05 that I need an alternate location for the 575 and 577.
Copy. 19.05 will get you an alternate location. Station Houston on 2 for Sophia and Stoker.
Please, my name tip.
Got a location for you for the lower arms. Numbers 575 and 577 for step 19.05. Station is going to be a 1.0.
I'm ready to go.
It's a 1.0 CTV, number 5395. That is located airlock deck 2 behind the closeout panel.
1.0 CTV 5395 in airlock deck 2 behind closeout panel. Station on 2 for stop track.
With you on team.
Hey, Vapor. Awesome to be talking to you. I am in step 17.03. I have Surface Pros 1031 and 1032. They're supposed to go in Lab 1, Overhead 5, Alpha 1. Put 2 in that location, and that location is full. So there's a bunch of other, like, random smaller bags that have cables and things in there. If you want to prioritize Surface Pros in there, we can do that, but there's definitely not room as is.
We copy 1031 and 1032 will not fit, and we're checking into that.
Okay, thanks. Send the airlock Sophie and 2 for stowage.
Go ahead on to you.
Hey, Vapor. Just a quick comment. So I'm in row 19.07, and there's this helmet absorption band pack that is specifically said to do not bend. And I think right now the stowage location airlock D1 deck 1 alpha 2 is too full to guarantee 100% that this will never be bent. My suggestion is right now there is a set of expired, there is an extra mesh bag of expired heads and hats, and if we remove this mesh bag of expired halves and halves, then we can have enough space for the newer ones.
Copy 19.07. You're having trouble with the not bending the bands. We'll get you an answer.
Thank you.
So, station on 2 for L Street.
Jack, we're within 2. Let's move over to pitch ground 3.
Okay, I'll switch over to 3.
Station Huntsville and Space to Ground. 2 for Chris and Merlin.
2.
Chris, you are go in step 5.1.
Happy go, 5.1. Thank you. Huntsville, Station on 2, cap to unplug, installation complete in 5.8.
Huntsville copies.
Station on 2 for timeline.
With you on 2.
We're just giving you guys a big picture for timeline. Since Jack is still doing LSG stuff, I'm going to start my ARED now to free up ARED time for both Jack and Chris later, and then I'll work a little bit more cargo later as well.
Okay, that's perfect. Thanks for looking ahead.
Yeah, no worries. And then for that Surface Pro 5, those two that I mentioned didn't fit in Lab 1 Overhead 5, I've just temp stowed them. Basically right now I'm on the robotic workstation in the lab, and when you guys have a location, I can get those done later.
We copy that. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Spill. Chris on 2, Merlin Power on 1359.
Copy 1359. And Chris, while I've got you, there is a container, truck container by your left shoulder that I think got bumped off of the station next to you. Thank you, sir.
Send station Sophia 2 for questions.
We're with you on these.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had an answer for the happy extenders and everything, because I left the mesh bags time stowed, and so probably before going to my next activity, I wanted to close the panel behind this. So, yeah, if you have an answer, great. If not, I will just close and temp stow in a different situation.
Get an answer. We're getting an answer. Stand by one.
Great.
And, Sophie, I think we're going to have you just temp stow that bag for now so you can move on, and we will try to get you a better answer soon.
With that, I will temp stow both the hat extender and the helmet sergeant bends that came with Cygnus, and waiting for your answer later.
Copy that. Thank you.
Mission Airlock Sophion 2 for stowage.
Thank you, Sophie.
Just as a heads up, and so that these two items, which are row 19.07 and 19.08, so that they don't float away, I did temp stow them in a mesh bag behind the closeout, the soft cover of Airlock 1, deck 2, left side.
Okay, we copy that you temp stowed those items for us, and again, we'll get you an answer soon.
Sail station Jackson 2, LSG stowage.
We're with the answer for stowage.
10-inch medium nitrile glove bag of 20 that I got out. Is that going back to where I got it from or somewhere else?
That will go into your gathered 1.0 CTV 5150.
Perfect. That makes sense. I will put it there. Thank you.
Happy help.
Link station Sophie and 2 for a question.
Bonjour, Sophie. With you on 2.
Bonjour, Alex. Good to hear your voice. So, quick question. I see that the VCA2 already points towards Columbus overhead. So, can I relocate it?
Yes, you can.
Sorry for being slightly late on this. I was caught in cargo ops, and I really wanted to finish one step.
I know you have a big ship to unpack. And Sophie, we like the view. Thank you.
Yes. I'm Munich from Sophie. I'm ready for the go in step 3.
Go.
Great.
Good views. Thank you.
And Munich from Sophie and 2. That's task complete. I just need to finalize the stone up.
And we copy and concur. Thank you very much for your help today.
Thanks a lot. I need to turn off the camera. VCA 2.
We'll take care of
this
on the ground.
Actually, you are controlling this VCA 2.
Care of that for you.
All right. And I see we also have... Thank you, Alex. We also have Columbus camcorder active. I guess that was for an experiment for Huntsville. But let me know if I... set it on or turn it off.
Checking. Yeah, and Sophie, that's for Huntsville payload, that's correct. So they're using that for the moment.
Okay, I'll leave it on.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and Stowage.
And Cynthia's with you too.
We've got an answer, we think, for you for the airlock, and then a request and an update when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
Okay. What we heard was that the items in 19.07 and 19.08 are behind the closeout in airlock 1, deck 2. We want to make sure we heard that correctly.
Yeah, that's correct. Airlock 1, deck 2, inside a mesh bag.
We like that.
And there was plenty of rooms. There was plenty of room so that they are in a good config and not in a risk of being damaged.
Okay, great. We like that. ISO's happy with that, so we can consider those steps good. And then they have requested that you guys deploy a new trash bag for the foam. And then specifically, there's a piece of foam in Lab 1, Deck 4 that they would like you to throw in that trash bag. You can stow that in your sickness when you're when you've deployed it.
So when you mean a trash bag, you mean a JSB?
Firm.
Okay, so that everyone is aware, it will require a whole bunch of JSBs because they have a lot of volume and a lot of empty space, but yeah, we might have several JSBs. I'll check how many and we'll let you know.
And Sophie, sorry, I misspoke on that. It's a 4.0 trash bag that's in PMA1. That's what we're looking for, not a JSB.
4.0 of trash. Let me assess the situation. I'll get back to you.
I've got one more quick thing for you before you go.
I'm still with you.
Just for everybody's SA, Optimus should be accurate now for the TETRAS coverage. So the comp coverage in Optimus is now accurate.
Yeah, Optimus accurate. Thank you. And station 2 for questions.
2
It's just I wanted to make sure. You said the PMA 1, the 4.0 trash.
Confirm, Sophie, we told you to go to PMA1. Sorry, we will get that in a little while. And then for your reference, once we have access, it's 1.0 CTB 4219.
1.0 CTB 4219, is that correct?
Confirm, that's correct. And then we'll just deploy that trash bag whenever we can.
Spill Chris on 2 for LSG, looking for a go for stow.
You are go for stow.
Up you go for stow. Thank you very much.
So station on 2 for wharf.
You on 2 for wharf.
Just checking if I have a go for wharf for my upcoming CEO.
No issues from us. You are go to access for the upcoming CEO.
Hey, thanks very much.
So station on 2. We got the lab cam 2 and gem 1 set up for views for the board. For the cold transfer with me and Soph, are you guys happy with those views?
Check. We are still LOS for just a couple minutes here. If we don't see it, we'll let you know if we need any adjustments once we pick up on that comp. But y'all are good to keep on going.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Spill station on 2. Chris, just a report on the LSG handle.
Chris, we will take a status update on the LSG handle.
Yeah, the recent brake coating slash greasing that we did on it seems to have helped a bit, but I'd say getting the handle pulled out so that I could then stow it again was probably the hardest time I've ever had of it. So it took me like a solid minute or two of trying to wiggle it with one finger to get it out of the recess. Once the initial stiction, once I could kind of finally break through that initial little bit of stiction, it moved okay, but there's still definitely something that's not quite right about it, to the point that it almost felt like I was going to need to, get some sort of tool or something to help me to actually get that handle pulled out. So I just wanted to let you know that I think the greasing has helped, but there's still something not quite right about it.
Copy that. The process continues, and we'll send it to the engineering team.
Sadly, yes. I was really hoping we'd nailed it. When I deployed it this morning, it was super smooth. So I think there's just something that is periodically binding. So yeah, hopefully we can come up with some good ideas for how to fix it. Thank you.
We should come still on space to ground 2 for Jack and Sophie and polar transfers.
So go for station.
Hey y'all, we wanted to let you know we have good field of view on all those cameras, and a reminder about the lightweight cryo gloves, but I think I see Sophie has those in her hands right now.
So, thanks very much.
Perfect.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Vipper, what do you have to do?
Hey Chris, trying to catch you before you start your exercise. A couple things for you. Before you start T2, Jimmy would like you to close and reopen the GUI on the software. And then also just, I'm sure you guys are talking about this, but if you go to ARED first, then there might be a little bit of temper jack after that.
Yep, you read our minds. I'm actually just about to hop on ARED so that Jack can hop on after me, and then I will close and reopen the T2 GUI before I start. I might even just do that on my way over to ARED.
That's perfect. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. Thanks, and it's awesome to work with you.
Back at you.
Still station, Jack on.
2 for a question.
With you on 2.
In step 3.10, when we got some items out of Polar 6 and Cygnus, just to make sure we're reading this XTP right, because the two different steps were... I just want to make sure we were supposed to grab only 3 tubes at once, and that those 3 tubes at once went into the ambient to be stowed ambiently in the half CTB. It's not like we needed 3 tubes at once in the ambient bag and 3 tubes at once in the double cold bag. Which one of those is correct?
Yeah, your gut instinct was correct. It is 3 tubes at once for the CTB only.
Okay, perfect. And sorry for asking the question in the most confusing way possible.
Hey, we knew what you meant, and just, I guess, for additional clarity, in step 4.5, 4.6, you'll see the same sort of verbiage, and it is the same way around, where tube set 6 and tube set 3, you're putting those in the CTB as well.
Yeah, perfect. That's, yeah, we came across that one, and that's where I wanted to double-check. Okay, great, thank you. Sail station, Jack and Sophie on 2 for polar sail. Treasure.
What do you want to?
Go back to Glacier 2 and just correct which serial numbers were in the trays. I read that step was a bit too fast, but other than that, we are complete. All the samples are transferred.
Copy, a little bit of back and forth, but all the samples are transferred. Thank you.
Houston Station on 4. All right, that's on 2, and I'll meet you on 4. Houston Station on 2 for a couple of stowage questions.
Thank you.
While we're waiting for those other ops, I was just wondering if you guys had an answer about those surface pros and I could do anything with them while I wait.
Confirm. We think that if you move the cables that are in A1, A2, we should fit in that A1 locker.
Okay, and there are lots of different bags that have cables in them. I have the go to just kind of sort it out between A1 and A2 and just report back what I moved.
Just let us know what the final config is.
Okay, will do. Another question. I know I think Sophie talked to you earlier about the foam, not the bubble wrap, but the other air cushions. And we have one large mesh bag already stuffed full of those, and we have more. I know that we were told to keep them. We're wondering if we should start trashing some just because they're taking up so much volume, or if you anticipate that we might need them later. Obviously, those are less useful than, like, the pink bubble wrap bags or the bubble wrap itself.
Okay, we are going to take a look at it, and we'll get you an answer.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for stowage.
On 2.
All right, I'm going to read out what I'm doing here just so save me a crew note and maybe get some guidance on things you'd like where. There are many surface pros in here, lots of pink bubble wrap bags. So because they're all in the bubble wrap bags, they're taking up more room, obviously. So the locker is pretty full at this point with all the surface. I don't know if you can see the stuff that I was showing right now on the rack tape. I still have a lot of other items. I have 1, 2, 3 bags that are Surface Pro power cables. Then I have a large, medium-sized plastic bag that has active dosimeters in it. Some of them are labeled suspect for return on Crew 12 Dragon. And then there is a colorimetric iodine resupply pack, so that has a bunch of iodine analysis packs. And then there is this passive dosimeter kit. So I think I can fit the passive dosimeter kit and maybe one of the other items, either the active dosimeters or the iodine in A1, and then I would put all the rest of the 3 power cables and the one other item in A2.
We like that plan. I think the dosimeters packaged together in the same locker makes sense to us.
Okay, great. And if these are actually are coming home on Crew 12, I know we have some dry gin return bags. Maybe those are just for cargo, but I would suggest we could put some of this in one of those return bags.
You, for the return bags, we need to confirm that those items indeed are going back on Crew 12, so we're just going to have you keep them in the lockers for now.
Okay, so both of those dosimeter items that I mentioned are in there with the Surface Pros, and then the cables and the iodine analysis packs will both be in Alpha 2.
Copy all. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And the timer has expired, but there still is some air.
Copy that, and you're go to terminate as soon as you no longer feel the air.
Hey, copy, and I'll call you on 4 about that.
Pentalil Station 2-3-2 for Nanorex.
Here with you on 2 if you're looking for your go in step 2.1. You are go.
Great, and am I also go to relocate the Columbus video that you are using for Columbus F1 rack?
We are good for you to adjust the Columbus camcorder as needed. We have it routed.
Great, yeah. Let me reroute it and let me know if it's okay.
And Sophie, that's a good field of view. Happy thumbs up.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and 5 minutes of MSG laptop help.
Station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
I think I missed the call from you guys. Sorry about that. I was in the shower, so I heard it, but I was not in a state in which I could answer the call.
Actually, I think it was Huntsville that was trying to reach you, so I'll let them go first, but I do have a couple things for you as well.
From Huntsville, sorry, that's who I was calling.
No worries. We were looking for 5 minutes of help with the MSG laptop, if you can give that to us.
Okay, sure thing. What do you need?
Chris told us earlier today about some light patterns he was seeing when he booted up the MSG laptop. We're still trying to troubleshoot that laptop, and we're hoping that you could go back and turn that on for us and give us some more detailed observations of that light pattern. So at the MSG laptop, you can just push button, turn it on, and we're expecting there to be a number lock and caps lock flashing pattern.
Okay, copy. Stand by. Huntsville Station, Sophia and 2.
We're with you, 2.
This is for Nanorex. The last step is complete, meaning step 4.4 with a switch power switch 5 to on, but the light, the LED, is not green.
And Sophie, that is expected. We will power it up from the ground, and that'll turn the light on, but we copy. You are done through 4.5, so we can take it from there.
Good news. All right, and just as well, so that you understand, I had to open it, so at the end of the procedure, I just realized that I did not take the picture of the other module, and so I went back, opened it, and to take the pictures.
And Sophie, we copy. No issues with that.
Thank you. Station on 2 for MSG.
Go ahead.
The MSG laptop's definitely doing something strange. I press the power button, and, you know, the lights come on for the power button and under the keyboard, and then nothing happens on the screen, and now it just keeps doing that periodically. Like, the lights come on, and then they turn off, and then the lights come on under the keyboard, and then they turn off again, and nothing happens on the screen. So it's still cycling between that lights under the keyboard off and on.
Copy. And is it all lights under the keyboard, or is it just the NumLock and Caps Lock keys?
All the lights under the keyboard and the power and the sound, everything under there, like the normal kind of pattern you see when you start powering up a laptop where everything lights up.
Okay, copy. Thanks for
the help. It seems to me that it's like trying to... Yeah, so it seems to me like it's like trying to start up, and then it just like cuts off and then tries to start up again. Do you want me to just close it and leave it as is then, or do you want me to do a long hold to power it down again?
You could power it back down, but one more data point. How long is it taking to turn off and turn back on that cycling process?
About 10 seconds, I think, that they were lit. I'll check it one more time. That was... About 8 seconds, it stays on, and then it turns off again.
Okay, copy about 8 seconds. Thanks for the additional data points, and you can power that all the way back off.
And it remains off for about 5 seconds before it goes off again, so I'm doing a hard power off now.
And Houston on two. Did you say you needed something as well?
We have an answer for you on the air cushions. It sounded like you have some air cushions in a mesh bag. We'd like you to keep those, and then you can trash the rest from now on for the rest of the cargo ops. And we're going to keep the as much bubble wrap as possible.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, we definitely concur with keeping all the bubble wrap. And then we have, yeah, it's one of those large green mesh bags that's full with the other air cushions. So we'll keep those, but we will trash any more that comes. Thank you.
Awesome. Yep, that's a good plan. And then I've got one more request for you if you've got a couple minutes.
Sure.
It sounds like there's a new 4.0 CTV that was deployed to Node 2 Deck 2. We're just looking for the serial number of that guy.
Was that the new trash bag that you asked Sophie to deploy?
Negative. I think it's a standard 4.0 CTV that sounded like it got deployed to Node 2 Deck 2, so we're just looking to catch up with that and sync up with you guys.
You know what the label was or what the number was or what was in it? There's a lot of 4.0s in Node 2 right now.
Checking on that.
If it helps, there is one that I don't recognize as being here previously. It's SpaceX return number 1, and it's a 4.05126.
Copy, SpaceX return 1, and it's 4.05126. And standby, we might actually have you deploy another new 4.0 CTV. And Jessica, all right, sorry for the confusion. So we actually want you to pull a new 4.0 CTV out and label that SpaceX return 2, and then just let us know what the serial number is of that new 4.0.
Okay, copy. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes before my next activity.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for a question about the NG-24 booster.
Go ahead.
And the procedure, it was asked to me to stow it in the 4.0 CTV for SpaceX return. So if I put it in the CTV right now with the bungees above, I think it will be completely crushed. Do you want me, do you have special advice or technique to so that it's not too crushed, or should I fold it, roll it? What do you prefer?
We're checking on that. And Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and an answer on the poster.
Who's listening? Go ahead.
Sophie, I think best effort at rolling that poster nice and tight, and then use a rubber band. Just hold it, and then we'll have you put it in the SpaceX return 2 bag that Jessica is getting out for us, and we'll keep it in there for now.
The SpaceX return 2 bag, and this morning in the procedure it said the SpaceX return 1, so I just wanted to be sure that you double checked it's the 2 that you want now.
We're going to have you put it in this new SpaceX return 2 bag just so it's by itself for now and protected, and then we'll work a forward plan for you.
Phil Station on 2 for Merlin.
We are with you on 2 for Merlin.
Yeah, just checking. The execute note says to set up the GEM camera, but it looks like this is going between Columbus and the lab.
That is correct. It is the lab cam and a Columbus camera.
Okay, copy.
Good catch, and I will also have a couple deltas for you once you get going in this, and I can stand by for whenever you're ready for them.
Can you give me those deltas now?
So our packing configuration on the ground changed a little bit, and so when you get into step 7, it has you removing the red Velcro straps. Instead, in step 7, you will loosen, not remove, the green Velcro straps. In step 8, you're going to remove the Sea Biomes Habitat Program per that, and it will go into your double cold bag. And then in step 9, we're going to do the opposite Velcro straps. So you will loosen and remove red Velcro straps on that step.
Okay, so for step 7, I'm going to remove the red Velcro. So it's going to be loosen but not remove the red Velcro. And then the habitat in step 8 is going in the double cold bag. And then in step 9, it's going to be loosening and removing the red.
Step 7 will be loosen and don't remove green Velcro straps.
That's loosen but not do not remove the green, and then the red is in step 9.
That's a good readback. Functionally, you're swapping the Velcro configuration in step 7 and step 9.
Okay, copy. If that doesn't make sense when I get there, I will give you a call.
We'll be ready. One last item. When you're getting into there, you might notice that there is slightly less foam padding than you expected. There should only be 2 small foam pads and not 4 of them. That's an expected config for us.
Take copy, 2.4 small foam pads. On Soul Station on 2, for the Columbus cameras currently focused on the forward 2 rack. I'm assuming you're done with that.
Yep, we're done with that when you're good to move it.
Okay, copy. Soul Station on 2 for Merlin.
With you on 2 for Merlin.
So just double checking, I know you said expecting 2.4, so the procedure says there's 2 small and 2 large. I see 4 of the same size. I just want to make sure I'm just removing 2 and I'm leaving 2 in place. It says small, but they're all the same size.
Yeah, we're expecting your starting config for foam to be 4 large and 2 small. You're going to trash 2 of the large ones, and the final config should be 2 each, large and small.
That's what I'm... Okay, wait, maybe there's a small one way in the back. Stand by. I have in here one small one that had Velcro that was way in the back, and then 4 large.
We expect that second one to also be Velcroed to the bottom or the top of the facility. You're also going to trash those red Velcro straps, so if you want to get those out of there to make it easier to hunt for that foam pad, you are welcome to do so.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It was Velcroed to the top. So I'm going to throw away 2 small ones, and I'm only keeping 2 of the large ones, and I'm getting rid of the red straps.
Negative, you'll keep the 2 smalls. So you'll have 2 smalls, 2 larges, and the green straps left inside the facility.
Okay, copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and a couple updates.
And we'll see you on 2, Vapor.
Sounds like you had a crew note in pre-sweeps last night asking about the CTVs on E4D. We are just going to have you guys temp stow those while you're working tomorrow. And then we don't have anything for evening DPC and would like to cancel unless you get.
Yeah, that sounds good for those CTVs. Yeah, I just know that Columbus is going to kind of turn into an E4D zone, so just trying to think ahead of things that we may need to get rid of. But we'll touch it on for tomorrow, and I will ask around and check if anybody has anything for EDPC. Otherwise, if you don't hear from me, we'll plan on canceling. Thank you.
Sounds good. Have a great evening.
It's appreciated. You too.
Station on 2 for Velcro straps.
Go ahead for Velcro.
I'm not sure exactly if I'm supposed to match the picture, which is what the procedure says right now.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Merlin. Sorry, I walked you right into a handover. We did not catch your call.
Hey, yeah, I just have a question about these green straps in the config. For the rear Velcro straps, they are underneath a bracket in the rear, which matches the photo. But then on the right side, it looks like they are not under the bracket. They're just free-floating on the right side. However, right now, they are under a bracket. So if I want to match the picture, I'm assuming you can remove them from the bracket on the right side only.
Yep, that's a good understanding. We're expecting that to be routed under only that one bar in the back. You can take them out from the right side.
Okay, they're also routed through the bracket on the left side in front of the foam, which seems to make sense so that they're kind of behind that foam.
You're talking about on the left side of the facility?
Confirm. So right now they are through a bracket in the back and through a bracket on the left side.
Copy. And when you talk about the bracket in the back, are you talking about in Figure 5 for the rear Velcro strap configuration, we can see the bar it's going behind? Is that the one you're talking about?
Confirm, I can see that one, but since there's a gloved hand on the left side, I can't see whether or not they're supposed to be behind the bracket on the left side.
Yep, that makes sense. We're checking. Jessica, yeah, it sounds like you've got it right. You're going behind that bracket in the back and the bracket on the left with the foam pad on top of the Velcro.
Right, yep, that matches what I've got, and then I'm just supposed to leave them disconnected, the Velcro strap, so it looks like some things can just slide in here easily, and then I will take some pictures.
Copy all. Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica before you close that up.
Yes.
If you can, tuck the loose ends of those Velcro straps just to themselves. That way they're not flopping around. It might make it a little bit easier to not get caught in themselves or in the door. And then when we open this back up to repack, we'll loosen them up as needed.
Copy.
Station on 2 for any available crew.
Oh.
We're going to do some T2 troubleshooting, and we don't think anybody's on T2 right now, but we'd like to go hands-off for 10 minutes.
Hey, copy. We are hands off you, too. Chris is all finished, and I think everyone else is done exercising, so we will not touch it. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 with a PWD question.
Houston, station on 2 for PWD.
Vapor, we were just wondering, we saw there was a PWD-XPWD unavailable block, but we also saw that there was an aborted task related to that, and we were just wondering, I don't think anybody up here recalls a call about PWD being unavailable, and we just want to double-check whether we had it or not.
Yeah, PWD is available, and that's because the Yetive that we do not have on the U.S. side right now, that activity was aborted, so apologies for the confusion.
Oh, no worries at all. I'm very glad to have water at the moment. So thank you.